Hello, hello, lovely people. I thought it was time to hop on here and give you a little update. It's been a while. I know I've been absent for quite some time. Apologies for that. I'm still here. The podcast is still here, even if there haven't been any new episodes for a while. But I'm still working on it, so please bear with me. I do apologize for the sound. I know it's not, there's this humming noise going on, but that's because I'm not at home with all my recording equipment and I'm sat in the car outside of school, but I just really wanted to record this before my day was going to get too frantic. I'm about to head off to the airport to get on a plane to Germany and I'm so excited about that, but I still haven't packed and yeah, so things are going to get frantic later and I knew I wouldn't have time to do this and I really wanted to do it before I got on the plane because I just wanted to have some sense of achievement for today. But yeah, I know, the sound is awful. I am so sorry. Anyway, yes, little update. And for those of you who are new on here, I thought I'd introduce myself. I'm Steph, born and raised in Bavaria, Germany. I moved to England in my 20s to study for a master's degree. That's where I met my English husband. We moved to London, got married, then moved to Southeast England, bought a house, had two kids, and then 13 years ago, we got the opportunity to move to the Bay Area, California. So we lived just outside of San Francisco for 6 years and then moved to Austin, Texas in 2016. That was the year of Brexit and Trump and a general shit show of a year, really. So we decided, I decided that we needed to move back to the UK. I just wanted to be closer to family and friends and yeah, so we did that for a year and then for various reasons moved back to Austin where we stayed for another 4 years. And since February 2022, so just over a year ago, we've been based in New Jersey, completing our tour of the United States, really. This time it's only three of us since our oldest had enough of moving and stayed in Austin. There is a vague plan for us to move back to Europe at some point, but that's not set in stone yet and obviously depends on so many things. But there's a plan and it's always good to have plans. Anyway, that's my timeline in a nutshell. I started a blog, Transcontinental Overload, right after we moved to California in April 2010. Incidentally, it's actually our 13-year anniversary on the 6th of April, so tomorrow. And then just as the pandemic hit in 2020, I started my podcast of the same name. And that turned out to be the perfect thing to do during lockdown and all of that. It was something to do and just kind of made me feel connected to everyone, especially when we weren't able to travel. And then last year, moving to New Jersey totally pulled the rug out from under my feet. And I dropped the ball on so many levels and really couldn't pick it back up again. The podcast is still going. I did publish a few episodes over the last 12 months, but I also just needed to take it easy, take a step back from it and not put so much pressure on myself because life just got a bit too much. And so it was being on social media and constantly connected and all that just didn't feel healthy. So I had to step away from that. And it felt really good to do that. And this last weekend, I actually went to two concerts and I didn't post about that. And I think I took two pictures. That's it. And it was great. I just loved being in the moment and just enjoying that for myself. I decided back in January, you know, that time of year when everybody comes up with their New Year's resolutions or posts about how they're not making any and why and all that, and people posting their word of the year, that sort of thing. It's all great, and I decided that my word for 2023 was going to be me. Of course I didn't post about that, because I mean, can you imagine? So far it's been working out very well, I have to say. I'm making a conscious decision like that is really good sometimes. So I still feel very fragile and vulnerable, and I still have very bad days, but I've learned a lot this last year about myself and, you know, coping skills and all sorts of things. And not that I haven't learned anything over the years in general, but this last year felt especially poignant. And I decided to finally sit down and take stock and focus on writing my book. This is not a new project. I've been working on that for a while now in little drips and drabs over the years, but without a real sense of direction. I kind of just never felt I had the right approach, structure and all that. And so this year feels a little bit different, and yeah, who knows? I mean, I'm really trying, because it's been a lifelong goal of mine. So wish me luck. it's a sort of autobiography. So my account of moving and living in other countries, mainly the US. But I do struggle calling it autobiography, because it just sounds so pretentious. And I know I should just get over that, because I guess it's just my imposter syndrome speaking. But anyway, so I'm still not entirely decided on how I'm going to structure it, but I have started doing it, so it feels really good. So here's my question to you, or actually a few questions. Would you be interested in reading this book? What would you like to know, and what should I include, and what do you want to see? And also, if you have any tips and tricks, or even contacts, mentors, anything that could help me along the process, I would be eternally grateful. And obviously name a character after you or something like that. Anyway, I'm starting to babble now, so better just keep it short and sweet. I would like to thank you so much for still being such great listeners, and it's been so encouraging to see how many downloads my podcast has got over the last 12 months, even in those months where I haven't put anything out. And I love seeing that, and I would love to hear your feedback and comments. And also, obviously, I'm always looking for guests. You know how much I love other people's expat stories. So on that note, if you'd be interested in sharing your story, or if you'd just like to have a chat about what it's like to live in another country, or if you know someone who'd be a good fit, then let me know and we'll set something up. Would love to hear from you. You can reach me through my website, transcontinentaloverload.com, or via Instagram. I'm Overloaded Steph. And yeah, I'd love to hear from you. And that is really it for today. I don't know how to finish these things. Take care and see you soon.